There are arts fairs, and then there are arts fairs. The fourth annual Las Cruces Arts Fair is the kind with tremendous excitement associated with it, and it will be opening on Friday at the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue. Here to tell me about it are the co-chairs of the fair, Sally Cutter and Diane Fovarg. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Oh, and you're wearing some things that I figure must have come from that fair because my eyes just fixate on your lovely scarf, your jewelry, all the pretties that the place is irresistible. It's a potentially dangerous place to go. Yes. But why don't I let you talk about it? How did this event get off the ground? Now it's in its fourth year.
Yes. Well, we decided that there's the Ren Fair that the Doña and Arts Council does, but we figured they needed a spring event as well. So we decided that we would do a finer, different class of art fair. And so then we decided to have a spring show. So that's kind of how it got started.
Well, I was stunned by the variety last year. It's just amazing. How small was it when it first started?
We had about 75 booths.
75 booths. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have about 70 plus artists this year, don't
85.
You? 85. So it has grown, but not overgrown, I would think, because the quality is absolutely sterling.
And that's one of our objectives, is we're looking for fine artists with high quality art that sets a really good example for art in Las Cruces.
Yes. Very carefully juried. What are the dates and times? And then I know you're also going to be having some special entertainment and demonstrations.
So the art fair opens on Friday, March 14th, which is next Friday. Friday evening is from 5 till 8 o'clock, and we're having two entertainers on Friday evening. We're having a band called Remember Then, a class act, and they'll be greeting you as you walk in the front door. And then in the main exhibit room, we're going to have Rosa and Renato Crystal Duet, and Rosa and Renato will also be performing on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great.
Saturday we're open from 10 until 6, and Sunday we're open from 10 until 5.
Excellent. And the demonstrations?
Yes, there'll be seven different demonstrations. They're sort of a continual demonstration, and we have demonstrations on printmaking, pastels, oil painting, watercolor. We have an interior designer who will kind of tell people how to use art and be comfortable with art in their home. So those will be fun for the people who are attending the fair.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach, how to use art and be comfortable with it in your home. Yeah, I guess there are those of us who could use a little assistance in that department. You want to acquire something special, and then how can you really do it justice in your environment is an important point. I was quite impressed last year by the selection of pottery and also the artists who were coming from incredibly diverse locales, some of them from South America. Who do you have this year that's particularly unusual?
Very exciting artists. We have 34 New Mexico artists. We have 12 other states represented by artists. And then we have one Canadian who's coming. And our Canadian artist, Alice Van Vinden, she does twigs that she wraps with leather and uses copper. Beautiful, beautiful images that she does. So those will be exciting. And then a lot of the El Pasoans will remember some of these artists from over the years. They've been with us and have returned every year. We have George Cole, who's a Colorado artist who takes his mules and hikes to the hills and does plein air painting. We have Daryl Howard. She's from Austin. She has many El Paso clients. She does Japanese printmaking. And we also have the shows. They do inlaid gold jewelry with beautiful designs with lapis and malachite and many, many different things. So those are some of the returning artists. And then we have Sue Orchant, who does silk scarves. She'll be back. And
Yes. I'm coveting yours as I
And then Lynn Foley does the fused glass beads that I'm wearing today. So there's a lot of wonderful artists. We have several returning artists. But this year we're going to have several from Albuquerque, and one of them is Mark Jimenez. He's an Albuquerque jewelry designer. He does silver and precious gems. We have potters from Silver City, Jeff Coons, and a very interesting couple comes from Roma, New Mexico, Betsy and Ray Shaw, and they're a couple. She is a past interior designer, and she takes wonderful fabrics, textiles, bones, shells, makes these gorgeous figures. And they're very special. And he does sculpture on metal. He does wooden fish, and then they are magnetic, and they stick to this metal panel that he provides, so you can kind of create your own art piece.
The school of fish can shift.
Fish, yeah.
I remember this.
Yes. So he's very exciting.
There's a playful quality to those that I just thought were great. And of course, El Paso has quality art fairs, no doubt. But there is a different flavor. Just a little to the north here, you are drawing a slightly different selection, and it's really quite enough for every corner to bring another surprise at your show. Plus, you will be displaying a Tom Lee, an original sketch. Tell me about that.
Well, in 1934, Tom Lee did a sketch for the Branson Library at New Mexico State, and it was taken down in the late 90s and reconditioned and put back up. Mm-hmm. But this is his actual sketch, and it's the celebration of the 80th anniversary of the completion of that mural. So it's a mural called Old Mesilla, so it depicts the crops and the people that lived in Old Mesilla. In 1934.
Very nice to see a touch of Lee in Las Cruces, too.
We're excited about that.
And your silent auction is one more way. I walked past some booths and kind of was gnashing a bit. Well, should I or shouldn't I? And then I bid on some of those items by those artists when I saw them in the silent auction, which is another way to raise funds. And by the way, tell me about the proceeds. Who or whom do they benefit?
So the proceeds benefit the Donna Anna Arts Council, which supports the Rio Grande Theater and the community art-based programs.
Oh, wonderful. All worthy causes. So it pays to go up and be brutally tempted at the 4th Annual Las Cruces Arts Fair. That's going to be at the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue. Plenty of parking, very convenient. And that opens this Friday at 5 o'clock and goes Saturday and Sunday. It's a don't-miss situation. For more information, you can visit las-cruces-arts.org or call the Donna Anna Arts Council. My thanks to Sally Cutter and Diane Fovarg, who are co-chairs for this year's fair. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Monica. You.